Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
People, look alive. It's showtime.
Now live from the Bryant and Stratton College Athletic Studios, it's Chuck and Winkler on The Fan.
So shut up and listen.
Doors open in 3, 2, 1.
Last year probably provided a great example of what it can do for the community, in kind of the best case scenarios. And then, you know, just in a normal thing, it's, you know, what sports are meant to do is provide an outlet for entertainment, provide a connection for people in the community. I think the Brewers have done that. It's civic pride, a place to come that the citizens are proud of, and a place to have enjoy each other's company, and hopefully see something entertaining. I think we're doing a decent job of that, and over 50 years we'd prefer more world championships, but we're hopefully getting there.
Or any world championships would have been nice, but they've got a chance to do it again this year. I'm Bart Winkler, Chuck Freeman from Washington, D.C., in the 106.7 The Fan Studios, where we'll talk to one of the guys from there. They are obviously covering this from the national side of things. We've got things for you all morning long from the Brewers' perspective, and we'll tell you who's joining us throughout the show here momentarily as well. I'm Bart Winkler. That, again, is Chuck Freeman. Our Charlie Hustle, who is dedicated to covering this team as long as this postseason lasts, or, Chuck, you could be back here tomorrow, but either way, good morning.
Yeah, either way. First time since 1982 where the Brewers have made back-to-back postseason appearances. Now, that says a lot about the franchise, obviously, but I think fans are starting to get ramped up a little bit for this game tonight, and it's, you know, as we've talked about before, Bart, it's unfortunate that it's a winner-take-all one-game showdown with these guys, but nice if it's a best of three, because tell you what, I mean, all I hear about is, Washington's starting pitchers and how the Brewers have to piecemeal things together, not only with their starters, but with in their bullpen and the rest of the team with guys hurt and all that. I who knows what kind of unit they're going to be bringing in here this afternoon.
It's going to be very interesting. We're going to see the lineup, I would assume, or at least not the lineup, but the 25 guys that they will have available. Brewers, you know, every team can go 40 in September right now, and the Brewers obviously taking advantage of that. They can't today. They do not have the 40-man roster rules. That's why baseball's so weird. You don't have that, then you do, and then now you don't again. So they do have to pick the 25 guys that are going to be available tonight. So if you don't see, like, Gio Gonzalez or some of these other guys on today's roster, it's because, well, they just pitched over the weekend, and they want to use arms that will be ready to go. So we should see that before we hand things over to Bill Michaels today, and we'll keep you posted on that here. Chuck and Winkler on The Fan again. Chuck Freeman in D.C. Us guys back in Milwaukee. 414-799-1250. You can tweet us at 105.7 FM, The Fan. I want to get into the pitching aspect of it, because both teams are going to do something different and different from each other. But this one-game wild card, I know there's been a lot of talk about it. Do you like it? Do you not like it? I think we'll find that out tonight. This got started back in 2012, and over the years, I've had passing interest in this game outside of last year when the Cubs lost to the Rockies, because we were, like, fully invested in that. I can't really offhand tell you who matched up against who. I think I remember a weird infield fly call once against the Braves. I think I remember the Rockies and the Diamondbacks playing a high-scoring affair. But this is going to be different tonight because we're in it. So do we like it? Do we not like it? I guess, Chuck, we'll find out depending on what the result is tonight.
Yeah, I mean, last year the Cubs lost in extra innings when a third-string backup catcher, a no-namer, delivered the game-winning base hit, and they won the game. you might say, similarities between the Brewers getting pretty much eliminated on Saturday night by a no-namer hitting that home run off Hader in the ninth inning. So both the Cubs and the Brewers victims of Colorado bottom of the roster guys last couple of years. But yeah, this format, I mean, when your team is in it, if the Brewers win tonight, we'll love it. If they lose, we'll hate it. But I think, the Nationals are a little worried. When I say they're a little worried, because they feel there's an unknown coming from the Brewers. That Council, he's going to – this is his time of the year, man. You know what he's going to do. He's going to use his bullpen. He's going to put guys in there in different situations. Who knows how long he's going to go with Woodruff tonight. Who knows how long he's going to go – who's going to come after Woodruff? At least with the Nationals, the Brewer hitters know they're trying to get out of Scherzer 6 or 7 innings out of him. They know who they're going to face today. The Nationals trying to scout who the Brewers might throw at them today, they have no idea. Is Woodruff going to go 2 innings? Is he going to go 4? Who's going to be the next in line? Will they pitch Hader in the middle innings? Will they bring in another starter? I mean, it's the Brewers are such an unknown, and that's what makes for a problem for the Nationals.
We preview this one with you guys, 414-799-1250. You can tweet us at 1057FM, The Fan. Chuck Freeman live in Washington, D.C., not just today, but we will have you covered tomorrow for the aftermath. We will have you covered when he goes to L.A., if that's what you're going to do, or when you're back here and we commiserate about this one. But the Brewers do have the Nationals tonight, 7:08 first pitch. The On Deck Show coming up at 5:30, a special 90-minute edition today. But really, think of the entire day at the Fan as your On Deck Show. On this program, we'll talk to our Tim Allen, who will be all over the radio today. Post-game show host will join us at 7 o'clock. We'll talk to our Adam McKelvey at 8 o'clock. Grant Paulson, who covers the Nationals for 106.7 FM The Fan in D.C. in the same studios Chuck is in right now. He'll join us at 8:30. And then Radio.com MLB insider John Heyman will join us at 9 o'clock as we really look at this one every single way that we can before it happens tonight. I do think it's interesting to how this is going to play out tonight with it being the one game. I know that last year, and you heard that clip from Craig Council, I mean, there is nothing like this city when the Brewers are in the playoffs. I've said it before, there's like a tangible feeling. You can stick your tongue out and taste it. And the deeper we got into the playoffs last year, the more people you would see wearing Brewers stuff. You could pump your gas and then see the guy over there pumping gas and just say, "Hey, go crew," and then you'd be talking for 5 minutes about Council's decisions and stuff like that. So there is that sense of community. When will that pick up here? We'll find out. I think we're all aware that we're in the playoffs. I think we're all aware it's a winner-take-all, but it doesn't have like the buildup of a 5-game series would or a 7-game series. It's just you play tonight, and then, Chuck, you'll see what happens.
No, I think there's always a tipping point for any of our teams in the postseason. Even when the Packers, if they get by a first or second round, and then things get ramped up a little bit. And I felt like after the Brewers even beat Colorado last year, and then they went in that series with the Dodgers, and it was really game on in the city. And with the Bucks, I mean, I thought that they played Detroit in that first round, and people were like, yeah, they're going to beat Detroit. And then when they took on the Celtics and eventually Toronto, things got going. Same thing with the Packers, too. And I think, tonight, if they win this game, you'll see real Brewer craze going into that Dodgers series for, the Dodgers, the best team in the National League, and the Brewers got beat by them last year. And the fact that, the Brewers are in, uncharted waters. We know their history and how few times they've been down this road. And I've always said, Bart, I said that, for our two teams in the city, when the Bucs and Brewers get to the postseason, it's a different type of level here in the city because we're not used to it and because there are teams. There are teams. Sure, the Packers are our team, but, the Bucs and the Brewers, say Milwaukee, we're a Milwaukee sports station. The Brewers and the Bucs are what we, live. We drive by these stadiums. We see these guys around town. These guys are our guys playing tonight.
Drove by Miller Park this morning.
Yeah.
And Pfizer, for that matter. How about that? What a dream route I have to work.
Wow, that's like an unusual route from Shorewood.
Oh, I take 43.
Yeah, but I suppose you could see. Okay, I thought maybe you were going through downtown.
No, I can see Fizer, but I have to like I have to like sit up and lean my head and be like, oh, I kind of see the unfinished roof.
Okay. 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 You didn't see the new logo that's sitting on top of it?
No, I haven't seen that yet.
See that. I guess you can't see that unless you drive over with an airplane. I've seen Lambeau and Miller Park in the same day, early in the morning, on a drive here. But I've I guess I probably have seen Fizer. I just I just don't pay attention when I'm driving on 43.
And I drove right over the old Borchert Field where the Milwaukee Bears used to play.
There you go.
Which is now a strip of Highway 43, right by I think Keefe. I think Keefe and 43 is where
somewhere around
it's
around
paved
there.
Over
and
now.
Keefe,
yeah, which
like
is
that.
A shame. Yeah. 414-799-1250. We want to hear from as many of you guys as possible today. Your Twitter question for free lunch at Perkins. What's intriguing you the most about tonight's wildcard game? Whether it's from a matchup perspective, from a viewing perspective, anything. What intrigues you the most about tonight's wildcard game? You can tweet us with the hashtag CWLunch, and one person will be able to win lunch for two at Perkins today. 414-799-1250. Let's talk to Brad, who is in Racine. Brad, good morning.
Hey, Brad.
Morning. Good morning, gentlemen.
How you been?
I've been great, guys. I'm actually driving past Keith right now.
How about that?
What intrigues me is just how Craig Council's going to go into this game, like you guys were talking. You know, how long is Woodruff going to go in the matchups? And, you know, because you do know that if Scherzer stays there, and you can't get to him in the first few innings, that they're going to stay with him. You know, with Woodruff, you know, Council, unfortunately, at times he could have two hits through six innings and all of a sudden it's going to pull them, you know. And in those situations, you know, in matchup, you know, lefty-righty, things like that, Council's pretty good at those things where he brings in a guy and makes sure that, you know, a guy doesn't get a home run on you and tie the game because you're up 1-0 and get Scherzer, you know. I mean, this game could be 3-2 tonight, you know. It could also be 9-1.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what's intriguing about this game is, either team could go off offensively, but either team could struggle against either one.
I'm really curious to see how long they do go with Woodruff. Now, he said he's been on record saying, you know, I don't think I don't think I'll be out there for six innings. Well, maybe he will be. Who knows what Council's got going on? You remember last year in Game 7 against the Dodgers, he went with Yolish Chacin for two innings, and then he brought in Hader for three. So could we see the same thing tonight where he does Woodruff for two or three innings and then he uses Hader in the middle relief?
I would rather see him go with another starter and then keep Hader for the later innings. You know, bring in Anderson for one inning or bring in, you know, a Gonzalez or something for an inning or two and then bring Hader in the later innings.
Yeah, I remember that, Chuck. Brad, thanks for the call. Have fun tonight with the game. I remember thinking Hader came in just a little early. I like the move. I like going to him first out of the pen, but I thought he came just a little early that game, and it was more of Council sort of panicking. I think
he wanted to shut the faucet off.
Yeah.
And hit them with something. Hit them with a couple of howitzers right off the bat there, I thought.
The other intriguing thing, Chuck, about Woodruff tonight is we don't know how long he can go. I mean, he had the injury late July. And then he came back in September. He's had two appearances, and he's pitched twice. And he hasn't pitched now since the 22nd. Max Scherzer on a bunch of days rest today. But again, so is Woodruff. About a week and a half, he hasn't pitched since the Pittsburgh series. And that was just two innings. He threw 37 pitches in his first game, 38 in his second game. So I don't know how long he can go, because those were two appearances that, if they were at any other part in the season, would have probably been minor league rehab appearances. But because, you know, they needed him and it's September, they had room for him on the roster, so they got a couple of innings out of him. I don't know how long he can go, but, yeah, if he went six tonight, that wouldn't surprise me. And if he only went one batter, you know, that wouldn't – I don't think anything Council does would surprise me. Council could put in Hernan Perez in the third inning as a decoy to intentionally walk a guy and then take him out. Who the hell knows? What's going to happen tonight?
I think one thing, though, Woodruff is not going to be the one-third of an inning guy like Jennings was last year, Dan Jennings in that game down
in St.
Louis.
Or Wade Miley in game five.
Wade Miley, yeah. I don't think that. I think we'll see a guy who is going to go out there in Woodruff because he's the best pitcher. And you've got to get some outs out of him. And he's been good in those four innings that he's worked so far. So, but I'm thinking, okay, the oblique injury, is he healed by that? I mean, it's been a while now. He's had a couple of outings. He's got to be able to go more than two innings, I think. I would, unless it's still bothering him, I would think, okay, it's been a while. He's had two outings. You, as you mentioned, he hasn't pitched in a couple of, you know, quite a bit here. So I think I would guess they've probably stretched him out to four or five innings and get at least that amount out of him. He's their best pitcher. It's the postseason, okay? There is no tomorrow, as they say. So you got to pitch him as much. And I'd be disappointed if he only went two innings tonight. I mean, two innings, and you know, if he went two clean innings and they brought him out of the game and they brought in Jay Jackson.
414-799-1250, 414-799-1250. There's so much to talk about from the pitching aspect. There's also a lot to talk about in who's going to be healthy enough to go in that outfield. We'll give you updates on Ryan Braun, Lorenzo Cain, and more. It's Chuck and Winkler. Chuck in Washington, D.C., set for coverage. You'll hear him throughout the day here on The Fan. You'll, of course, hear him until at least 10 o'clock with your boy Bart as we bring you the start of what is going to be a fun day, we hope, of Brewers coverage here on The Fan. It's Chuck and Winkler, AM 1250, 105.7 FM in the radio.
It's different than we've been playing for the last month. I don't think that it's not going to feel much different. We got less players, but it's one day. You're going to play it like we've played a lot of these games. And so it's from that perspective, it's nothing different for our players. Obviously, the intensity level gets completely ramped up, and there is no tomorrow. But as far as how the game's going to look, I don't think our decisions are going to be very different than we've seen for the last 4 weeks. So we're ready to go. We're ready to roll with it.
Craig Counsell, as we talk about what those decisions may be, I'm Bart Winkler, and from Washington, D.C. today, Chuck Freeman. Chuck, it's nice to have you in D.C. and us to actually be able to mention that on the air. So good to have you there in the district. How is the district treating you? Did you see all the monuments last night? Did you?
Yeah, I saw the Washington Monument on my Uber drive to the to the hotel, and that's pretty much it.
Did you tour the White House?
What's that?
Did you tour the White House?
No, I got in about 11 o'clock last night.
Did you sit on the Lincoln Memorial's lap?
None of that, no. I don't know if I'm going to have much time. And it's much like when I was in Toronto, it's like, you know, you're here and you're doing work and it's a game. You're going to get there. I'm going to get to the game about 4 hours before the game time and, you know, be on the various shows this afternoon in the post game show. But I've seen them from afar, but probably not going to have a chance to visit.
I don't know what part of town you'll be in most of the day. Obviously the stadium, but I've been to D.C. one time.
Mm-hmm.
Watch out for cockroaches.
Okay.
They've got a nasty cockroach problem.
Do they?
Yeah, you go on some of the city streets and they are like how we might see, you know, like when an anthill explodes and there's ants everywhere.
Yeah,
that's like their whole,
okay,
they've got neighborhoods like that, just cockroaches running around. You drive over them and stuff, they're like destroying trees.
All right, see, I haven't noticed that. I mean, I'm right in the heart of the city, right at the, you know, but all the cities here, it's like 3 Northwest and 5. It's just weird the way they label the streets around here. It's just, you know, oh, where are you, where's your street? 5 Southwest East. And it's like, huh? So I just thank God for these Apple phones. I just put it right in the Apple phone and it just takes me where I need to go.
That sounds confusing, but it's still easier to get around than Waukesha.
Now, if Waukesha had their signage like this, then I could say, wow. But, you know, I guess, like, Washington, the downtown district is kind of like downtown Waukesha a little bit, where you're driving around in circles, and you're ending up at the same place 5 times, and you're really not going anywhere.
Yeah, outside of it being the capital of our nation, it's pretty much the same thing. Chuck Freeman in D.C.
Yeah.
As he's covering Brewers Nationals for us here on The Fan. Some tweets coming in, and we'll update you on the injury situation with Braun and Cain. Ryan tweets in at 105.7 FM, The Fan. You can as well. Also, 414-799-1250. Guys, getting butterflies hearing you talk about this playoff game. I think they need Woodruff to go as long as possible, not only to pitch, but remember, he's got a good bat, which can help out tremendously. Go Crew.
I'm going to be the damp cloth for just one second.
Uh-oh.
And I hate to do this, but at some point, the Brewers won this way last year, with Craig pulling out all the stops, and it was fun to win that way. But I feel like, you know, this bullpenning and, you know, using the whole roster and just kind of piecemealing things together like this, small market wise, it's got a shelf life. I mean, it's sooner or later, you want to be able to go with these guys toe-to-toe. Maybe that's just never, maybe that's not even reality. But this idea of, okay, you know, they got Scherzer who's going to go six innings today, followed by Strasburg, possibly, and then Corbin. And with the Brewers, it's like, okay, we can see a little bit of Woodruff here and a little bit of this and double switches and constant those things happening. And, you know, getting, hopefully, you know, gets contributions from guys like Spangenberg and Hernan Perez. It's just, I don't know. I thought when the Brewers got competitive, I didn't realize we'd have to live this way.
Did we switch brains?
How's that?
That's what I've been saying for 2 years.
No, I just, and I get it. It's just, I don't want to continue to have to do that way. I don't want to just, every year it's like, okay, you know, who's pitching today? And this guy's going to pitch, and you got to pitch this guy a third of an inning and start a game. It's just, it's a tough way to win a championship, man. It's a tough way to sustain success.
Did we just become best friends? Yep.
It's a tough way to go.
I think people like that. I think Brewers fans like that.
When you said the question on Twitter, the intriguing.
Yeah, what intrigues you the most about today? It's our Twitter Tuesday.
I think from just being something different, out of the ordinary. I think that's what's intriguing about watching Council in the postseason and watching the Brewers in the postseason, because you don't know what they're going to do. I mean, basically, the Brewers start in the sixth inning. They start their games throwing bullpen guys in the first inning. That's their sixth inning already. It's just, I've never seen it in baseball done before, and it worked to game seven of the NLCS last year. But I didn't think we'd have to go this route again, but apparently that's the way it's going to be. That's just the way it's going to be, Bart.
Brewer fan on Twitter at 105.7 FM, the fan, says, let's do this tonight. Woodruff for three innings, Lyles for three, Pomeranz for two, Hader for two.
Mm-hmm.
Chris tweets in, I want to see Woodruff, Suter, Pomeranz, Hader. But that's it.
Yeah. And you're hoping that all those guys are right on their game. That's the one thing. You have one guy be bad, like Ray Black was in St. Louis a couple of weeks ago, and Braun bailed him out. One guy be bad. And, you know, that just wrecks the whole operation.
You've opened a whole world of possibility for me. I'm not hammering on Stearns today. I'm excited.
Oh, no, I'm excited. I'm just telling you.
But this is why I want a starting pitcher. This is why they have to go sign Gerrit Cole in the offseason. And everyone's going to say, oh, they're not going to do that. They can't afford that.
But they need more guys like that, though, if it's possible.
Yeah. I mean, if you have Woodruff coming back next year and you think that Lyles can do this close to what he's doing this year, that's two guys. Then who else do you have?
Yeah,
I want guys that can go six innings. I don't need Gio Gonzalez coming out in the fourth inning after three and a third.
It's long term. It's tough to win. I mean, I get it. They did it last year, and that's the way they were going this year. But I mean, is this the way it's always going to be? I think that's the way the question that Stearns has got to be asked. You know, eventually here in the off season, is this the way it's always going to be? Piecemealing things together and hoping that, you know, two or three innings from Jordan Lyles and two or three innings from Gio Gonzalez and, you know, Ray Black and throwing guys in big moments who have not been there before and aren't big moment guys and just hoping and praying Adrian Houser gets some outs. It's just a tough way to go, man.
Chuck and Winkler here on the Fan, Chuck Freeman in Washington, D.C. Let's get an update from Ryan Horvath. Chuck and I back in 2 minutes. And we'll take your calls and update you on Braun and Kane. It's Chuck and Winkler here on The Fan.
Sports Flash right now.
From the 105.7 FM The Fan Sports Update Studio, I'm Ryan Horvath. First on The Fan, the Brewers and Nationals meet tonight in the National League Wild Card game for the right to advance to the NLDS to face the Dodgers, while the loser will head home for the season. The two teams met six times during the regular season, with the Brewers going 4-2 and outscoring the Nationals 42-38. Max Scherzer will take the mound for the Nationals on 6 days rest. Scherzer, 4-5 with a 3.73 ERA in 16 career playoff games. Brandon Woodruff gets the start for the Brewers. He is 2-0 in four career starts against Washington. First pitch tonight is 7:08. Get set for the game with the special 90-minute edition of the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin on Deck show, with postgame coverage to follow here on The Fan with Tim Allen and Chuck Freeman live from Washington. Packers get set for this Sunday's matchup with the Cowboys in Dallas. Looks like they'll have to do so without Devontae Adams, possibly. ESPN's Adam Schefter reports Adams unlikely to play due to turf toe. kickoff on Sunday is 3:25. Monday Night Football last night, the Steelers pick up their first victory of the season with a 27-3 win over the winless Cincinnati Bengals. Meanwhile, yesterday, the Milwaukee Bucks hosted Media Day, where Giannis was asked about his future in Milwaukee and his upcoming free agency.
I'm not going to talk about it a lot because, and I thought about it this summer when I was, you know, sitting down with Ness and my family, you know, the couch watching shows and all that. Our goal is to, you know, win a championship, be the last team standing and, you know, get better each day. I think it's disrespectful towards my teammate talking about, you know, my free agency, what I'm going to do.
NFL Broncos outside linebacker Bradley Chubb will miss the rest of the season with a torn ACL, while Raiders linebacker Vontez Burfict has been suspended for the rest of the 2019 season for his helmet-to-helmet hit on Colts tight end Jack Doyle. Read more online at 1057fmthefan.com. Chuck and Winkler talking Brewers playoffs with you here on The Fan.
Chuck and Winkler on The Fan, 414-799-1250, taking your calls on tonight's game, Brewers-Nationals. You heard the update there from Horvat. Giannis doesn't want to talk about free agency real quick. Does that bother either of you guys, Chuck?
No, I like the fact that he just, I mean, that's his excuse too, which is a good one, that he, you know, it's disrespectful for his teammates. And we don't want to be talking about this all year long and people poking at him and, oh, is he going to sign? Is he not going to sign? Is he coming back? We're going to be on that road with Yelich very soon, and it's just a, man, I don't want it to start already.
I feel like maybe he's just confused, though, so, like, what are the rules anymore with tampering and
yeah,
all
he,
the
can
fines?
Can he even
like,
say himself that he wants to be here?
You know what I mean? Or
well,
is he
get
fined. Right. He's not making as much money as he deserves yet, although Nike may have thrown him a couple bones. But, no, it doesn't bother me at all. I think people were getting a little bit nervous on Twitter yesterday. You know the Bucks Twitter members that get nervous about everything.
Oh, sure.
Like, oh, he didn't come out and just say he wants to be a Buck for life? That's kind of alarming. But most people that are rational know that he just – he's focused on winning the championship. But no, it didn't bother me at all.
I think Media Day comes and goes, and, you know, it kind of gets swept under the rug. These guys don't say too much. The most interesting thing to me was the setup. Like, they brought Giannis out with his brother. Giannis doesn't even come out there alone. And then did you see who Chris Middleton?
Yeah, what was that?
He signs his max deal. He's sitting out there with Sterling Brown, DJ Wilson, and Dragan Bender. Mm-hmm. And that's who Middleton's sitting with at Media Day.
What do you mean sitting with? You mean
the
press conference?
The four of them, yeah, having a press conference.
Okay.
You look at these other, like, Steph Curry does it alone, and Kawhi Leonard does it alone, and these guys all do it alone. They make the Bucks guys, they make these guys sit on stools.
Yeah.
I don't know.
They kind of do it differently, a little different twist every year with that. But,
it was funny because I was looking at, like, a side-to-side shot, and you had the Warriors, and you had their new addition of, you know, D'Angelo Russell, Steph Curry, and then Klay Thompson and Draymond. And then, yeah, I look over at the Bucks, and it's Chris Middleton and a bunch of bums. Not that they're bums.
The Bucks, right now to me are just – they have not even been close to being on the radar. I mean, their time definitely is coming.
Middleton, Wilson, Brown – and Bender. That's a good way to keep him humble after that contract. Chuck and Winkler served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. I'm Bart Winkler, Chuck Freeman, Ryan Horvat, as we talk Brewers Nationals with you guys. Looks like Ryan Braun is a go tonight, and Lorenzo Cain probably will be a go. He says it's going to take a lot to keep him out of this game. Adam McKelvey, who we'll talk to at 8 o'clock, took some video of him running the bases yesterday. Again, he just looks like a linebacker out there that played 15 years ago.
Here's the problem with both of those guys, Cain and Braun. Combined, they're 0 for their last 29 against Max Scherzer, the pitcher for the Nationals tonight. Cain and Braun, 0 for 29.
Oh, so then take Braun out of my FanDuel lineup tonight?
Yeah, take Cain out of there. Yeah, especially if they're hurt.
I put Eric Thames in my MVP spot. I've got a good feeling about an Eric Thames home run.
You know, I was thinking that today, too, coming here. I was just thinking, who's going to be the hero? Because I feel like he's the one guy that steps up. I mean, even like the other day.
Yeah.
Saturday night, he homers. And, you know, he's had quietly a real good season for the Brewers. I know there was a stretch of the season that was down on him. But he had 25 home runs this season. And he had a real good – I mean, he was left off the postseason roster last year. But I have a hunch about him, too, tonight. Thames stepping up at the big moment.
Yeah, I'm feeling good for Thamesy.
Me, too.
You know, a former lacrosse logger, Eric Thames, going yard after a former lacrosse logger, Max Scherzer.
Oh, yeah, I've really bought into Thames, man. I think this is the end of his contract. You know, I doubt if he'll be back next year, but who knows? Who knows what Stearns is thinking?
Yeah, we can get into that. I think that's a very interesting one. I don't think anybody would expect him to be back at $8 million, but, well, Ryan Braun seems to be the popular answer.
Actually, you know what? You're right. You know, they'd move him to first base, I guess. But if they wanted to, they would probably need another first baseman. They have two first basemen going into the season this year. So I would think if they could get Thames on the cheap, maybe they would take him. I don't think there's going to be a big market for Thamesy.
John is in Franklin, 414-799-1250. You guys could tweet us at 1057FM, the fan as well, 414-799-1250. What's up, John?
Hey, John. Yeah.
Butterflies, man, butterflies. I was good when I woke up this morning with the coffee and everything, but the more we're talking, the more I'm starting to get the butterflies of getting ready for tonight. You know, there's a lot that goes into play in this game, and we see a lot of stats, and you can tell me about how Braun and Kane can't hit Scherzer. Well, Scherzer can't win a playoff game, so I can go toe-to-toe with you. And when you look at the statistics, that's another problem we're going to have if we're sitting here thinking the Brewers are going to bring in a $150 million pitcher. When they ran all the pitching stats, us against the Nationals, you know, we're within, you know, three-quarters of a run ERA-wise with them. I mean, a lot of the stats really aren't that far off, considering when you prorate it to the amount of money that's spent. And my God, if we would have got what we kind of figured we were going to get out of, like Corbin Burns on down the line, Knebel doesn't get hurt, the woulda, coulda, shoulda. I understand you got to play the hand you're dealt, but let's face it: when all said and done, for the amount of money spent, they got a lot of value, Pomerantz is included. None of us were tripping over ourselves when they brought him in, but somehow we find a way to get it done. Somehow we find a way to get it done tonight. We're not going to see Ray Black. we're going to get it done tonight. We're not going to leave the bases loaded. We're going to take advantage of our opportunities, and we're going to send a lot of Washington fans home asking themselves a lot of questions tonight.
If Ray Black is pitching in this game, John, the Brewers better be up 15-1 in the eighth inning. And then
I still wouldn't bring him in.
And then even, yeah. But you know that, you know, you talk about those the pitching staffs and the salaries. I think the Nationals are paying Scherzer and Strasburg the amount of money those two guys are getting are equal combined to the entire Brewer pitching staff.
Well, that doesn't surprise me at all.
I think that's what it is.
Strasburg, by the way, he's an opt-out candidate. This could be his last game as a National.
Who's this?
Strasburg.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, he wins a Cy Young. He's going to be why wouldn't he opt out? Because someone's going to throw some money at him.
He could be an opt-out candidate. This could be the last game for Anthony Rendon with the Nationals. So they've got a lot of decisions weighing over them as well. And they're a franchise that has been so close for so long but still hasn't been able to get into the NLCS. I mean, it seems like they're in the divisional round every year for the last 7 years, but they can't get over that hump. So we'll continue to preview this game. 7 o'clock, our Tim Allen joins us. 8 o'clock, we'll talk to Adam McKelvey, who is also in Washington, our baseball insider. 8:30, we'll talk to Grant Paulson, 106.7 FM, the fan in D.C., to talk about what we can expect from the Nationals and their pitching staff and just how bad their bullpen is. And then 9 o'clock, John Heyman going to continue to preview this one with us. So a lot to get to, plus you guys, 414-799-1250. More from you guys coming up as we preview Brewers, Nationals. We're here at the station. Not Chuck. He's in Washington, D.C. More Chuck and Winkler next.
Now, a green and gold update brought to you by Pottawatomie Hotel and Casino. It's all happening at Pottawatomie. Visit paysbig.com. In Green Bay, here's Mike Clemens.
The Packers returned to the practice field after having the weekend off. They posed for a team photo. They head to Dallas next to play the Cowboys. One player out of the picture this week is their lead receiver, Davante Adams, out with a turf toe. Teammate Marquez Valdez-Scantling.
Davante's been a great leader for our room. Ever since I got here, he's showed me the way. I'm sure everybody else the way. Show guys how to practice, how to prepare for games. And then obviously his play speaks for itself. You know, it's something that he's always just teaching, you know, be yourself and go out there and do what you do. You're here for a reason, and go out there and show what you can do.
Head coach Matt LaFleur says knowing when to bring a player back from injury is never easy.
Yeah, I think there's a lot to it. If it's something that we feel like is going to nag throughout the course of the season, sometimes it is better to give them that player rest to get healthy or healthier, so that's not such a nagging injury.
The Cowboys lost Sunday night to the Saints 12-10. They held New Orleans to just 4 field goals, but failed to score in the final 2 minutes. Head coach Jason Garrett.
I thought we did some good things offensively, but certainly not good enough. The turnovers hurt us in the ball game. You know, in a game like this, there are limited opportunities, so you have to take advantage of the ones you have as best you can. We didn't do that.
Best Packers coverage on 105.7 FM, The Fan.
I've been up to 100 pitches a couple times now, or at least right there. My arm has responded. I feel like I can pitch. I can execute pitches that deep in the game. You know, sometimes that's a little learning curve as you're getting back into it. Still fine to be able to execute that deep into a game. I feel like I'm able to do that now. So tomorrow, whatever however Davey will let me pitch, I'll pitch.
That's Max Scherzer, who will take the bump for the Nationals tonight. Says he'll go as long as he needs to. Brandon Woodruff, a mystery how long he even can go. He'll be on the mound for the Brewers. I'm Bart Winkler. That's Chuck Freeman. 414-799-1250. You could tweet us at 105.7 FM, The Fan. The difference, too, with these teams as we look ahead to the Nationals and Brewers tonight, the wild card game, 7 o'clock. We've got you covered all morning long. Our Tim Allen joins us here at 7, is what they do after the starter. Woodruff, when he gets pulled, they could go to anybody. They could go to Lyles. They could go to Davies. They could go to Pomeranz. Who knows? The Brewers' bullpen has been very good, especially in the month of September. The Nationals' bullpen's got an ERA in the mid-fives. Outside of a couple of guys, it's pretty rough back there. So what they've said they may do, and what I would think they do end up doing, is when Scherzer comes out, well, so comes in Strasburg. And if he comes out, Corbin. These guys need to win this game if you're the Nationals. I would expect to see, based on what we've heard, Chuck, their starters come in relief instead of, you know, some of these middling relievers they have.
Yep. I think Strasburg is the next man up. But the National players were even saying yesterday that, you know, those players are creatures of habit. They like to do the same thing, eat the same food, do the same routine every day. And Strasburg has never come out of the bullpen. So he's not used to that. And players were asked, is that going to be a little different for a guy? And he said, yeah, because because we're all have our routines. Strasburg is used to being a starter, coming off, you know, starting up the beginning of the game in the bullpen and then coming out and throwing that first pitch of the game. He said, you know, all of a sudden you're getting up in the middle of the game and starting to warm up out there, and you're coming in cold where everybody's all loose and ready to go in the fifth or sixth inning. He said, that's a little different mindset. He said, it doesn't – I saw a player, I forgot who it was, talk about that. Just it's just different, for a player. So how well those guys adjust to it in a different role, it doesn't sound like much, but to these guys it is.
414-799-1250. Again, you could tweet us at 105.7 FM, The Fan. Ryan is in Watertown. Good morning, Ryan.
Hi, Ryan.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call. And first off, I want to just say that I listened to John from Franklin before. I think he's right on. I don't think we're in any major danger of getting blown out in this game. I think it's going to be a close game, but I really think the way the Brewers are playing right now, apart from the 3 games we just blew in Colorado, I just have a really great feeling about this game. I think our pitching is... it's not going to match up pitch for pitch or pitcher for pitcher, but with what we've got going on right now, the options that you can go from Woodruff to Lyles or Woodruff to Davies or Woodruff to Suter or anything like that, we're basically, you know, I've never looked at our pitchers as being starters. I've never looked at them as being relievers. I can't remember who said it, but they're out-getters. The second thing that I wanted to ask you guys was you said before about bringing Thames back and about the possibility of Braun over at first base. Do you think that this year they've been trying to groom Grandal for possibly bringing him back as your first baseman?
Well, I think they just put him over at first base because his bat has been so good. You can't take him out of the lineup. So I think that's what they decided to do. And, you know, when they lost Aguilar and they traded him to Tampa and he was just terrible, they did another option at first base, so I think they moved Grandal over there. I don't know. I just think that I'd be surprised if they spent $18, $20 million to bring Grandal back. I mean, it would be nice. I mean, I'd love for him to catch and play some first base. They got the max out of Grandal. And Bart, when they signed him to that contract, the 1 year, $18 million, and I know there was a lot of bad taste in their mouth from seeing him last year in the Dodgers, organization in the playoffs and how he's dropping balls, letting balls go by him, and the fans were all over him in Los Angeles. But that, he's worth every dollar of that $18 million they signed him.
Yeah, and I think him playing at first was more out of necessity than anything.
Yeah.
And I would give more credence to that possibility if they had a guy who would step up and then be the catcher. I mean, Manny Pena is not an everyday catcher.
No,
he knows that.
He's at the end.
Jacob Nottingham, he was in the Chris Davis trade.
Yeah.
And he's like forever a prospect.
Yeah, but he's got gray hair already. So, no. He's been around that long. He's the guy from Bull Durham. He's going to be career minor leaguer. That's
it. What about David Freitas?
Terrible.
He could come back.
Awful.
On the wild card roster today.
Well, David Freitas? No. Please, no. He's got his one hit and his 15 at bats. No. I don't need to see that. I mean, I'm sure he's a good guy, good kid, or whatever. You know, kisses his girlfriend a goodbye when he leaves for work in the morning. But I do not want to see him at the plate at all anymore.
People were speculating, and still are, and hopefully we'll have it for you before the end of the show, what the wild card roster will be because of the Brewers' entire roster they've been using. They can only activate 25 guys tonight, so you're speculating who could be there. And the note from the Brewers is everybody went. Everybody has traveled. However, David Freitas will be hosting a party at the Mecca tonight, I think.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Yes. or in Portland or whatever, wherever the West Coast. But I do not want to see him up here. Again, another thing, like if it's 15-1, okay, just like Ray Black, 15-1. I feel like tonight my only worry is Council entrusting his faith into someone who hasn't earned that trust yet. And I feel like Council has gone down that road, and it has worked out at times, but you know, I don't want to see Matt Albers in this game at all tonight.
I would be surprised if he's activated on this roster today. He had a bad September.
Sure did.
And then they gave him a chance on Saturday night, and that didn't go well either.
Yeah, and I think if you see any starters activated, you know that Council is going to probably go to him. You know, Hauser didn't pitch all that long on Sunday. He could see him activated tonight and them using him, and it'll be his first time in the postseason. But I don't I think they'll leave some of the starters off the postseason roster and have more bats there. And you wonder if Kane can't go, you got to have some backup for him in the outfield too, just in case he's he can't go, and his backup, you need a backup for the backup in case you do you have a pinch hitter down the road. So there's many ways to go, but I think what you'll see is you'll see several starters not on the active roster today, starting pitchers. And the ones you do see active, Council's means that he's got plans for them tonight.
Well, it's interesting, too. What does most teams carry throughout the season? 13 pitchers, 12 batters?
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what you need throughout the season. This is a one-game roster. They get to reset this roster. If they win, they get a new roster for Thursday for the Dodgers series. So maybe you only carry 8-9 pitchers. I mean, you certainly don't want to run out, but if you would rather have pinch hit guys, I don't know. I mean, probably the math is going to be about the same, but there's a lot of possibilities that I'm sure Craig Council and David Stearns and those guys are scoring through here this morning. So we'll figure out that hopefully before, again, Bill at 10 o'clock. I believe we'll have the rosters before then. If not, Bill will have them for you. Chuck Freeman in Washington, D.C. He will be there on shows all throughout the day today. We've got the On Deck show at 5:30 p.m. today, a special 90-minute edition. And then after the last pitch, of course, make the switch right back here to the Bayview Shade and Blinds postgame show, Brewers Nationals tonight at 7:08 on TBS. This is a normal question that we ask all the time, and we'll ask it again right now. Chuck, if they lose tonight, do you consider the 2019 Brewers season a success?
Oh, okay. I will say no.
Really? Okay.
No. I mean, they made a hell of a run in September, but we all had plans of them going to the World Series after losing in Game 7 to the Dodgers on a Saturday night in late October last year at Miller Park. We had plans for these guys. We had big plans for these guys. And had they not got to the postseason, it would have been a major disappointment. Well, they're here, but we expected more than just a wild card. We expected to get to the World Series. And I don't want to hear excuses. We expected to go to the World Series this year. And have they had 89 victories, but they had 96 last year. They got to make a run here, man. Otherwise, we're going the wrong direction compared to what happened last year.
I think it's all about readjusting expectations, too, because this is essentially a different team than you started the season with.
I know, but you
know
what?
That team failed, and then in the ashes, rising like a phoenix, this new team has emerged. And so you could say this new team's a success, but coming into the season, the expectation was not scratch into a wild card game.
No.
You're right.
No, we had high expectations. The franchise, okay, this particular bunch right here probably exceeded expectations, but as a whole, as an organization, it would have been a disappointment if they don't. It will be a disappointment if they get the World Series, because there was obviously some failures and some guys who failed several players who failed the team.
414-799-1250. KJ, aloha. A couple minutes, and then we got Tim Allen coming up.
Hey, you caught me in between munching on something. Hey, thanks for taking the call.
I'd like to know more about this munching.
Or do we?
No, I can't talk about that on radio.
Oh, what's her name?
All right, KJ, what do you got?
Morning Zoo, Chuck. Morning Radio.
Hey, good morning. Look, I'm going to revise my negativity from yesterday, Chuck. And I'm going to say there is a possibility they could put something together tonight.
Oh, you changed.
I'm going to change a little bit. I thought about some of the things that could take place. I think if they could get to Scherzer early, maybe put a couple of runs on the board, and if they start Woodruff, if they get six outs, maybe even nine outs out of him, and then maybe go to the bullpen with Lefty. What's his name? The little guy that just came back.
For the Brewers?
For the Brewers.
Suter?
Suter, yeah. Go with Suter.
He's like 6'9".
He's not little.
Yeah, he's.
I thought you were talking about Tony Fossas for a second.
No,
the mechanic.
Put Suter in there, and then if he does well, I would go with Peralta behind him, and then go with the big guy from the Giants that they got.
Pomerantz,
and then close it out with Hader. They're going to have to put maybe four, maybe five runs on the board for them to win, Chuck. I think if they can get a couple of innings out of, some of those relievers, and they go lefty-righty, kind of change the pace with Suter after Woodruff, and then go with Peralta again with the big fastball Freddy. They might have a shot at this, man. I'll tell you what, this will be, to me, it'll feel like a bigger victory this year if they pull this game off with this team and all the injuries than it was last year.
You mean when they beat the Cubs or when they beat the Rockies?
When they beat the Cubs. Yeah, because, they got so many injuries and it's just all this stuff going on right now. You got Braun dinged up and everybody else, Kane, Moustakas, all the big boys are banged up. So if somebody goes in there and say Moustakas, hits a home run maybe in the eighth or ninth inning, it'll be monumental. I'll tell you what, they'll be ready to put a statue outside for that guy if they get out of this game tonight and they get into the Dodger series, and then anything can happen if they get in that Dodger series. But they got to put something together tonight, Jeff.
Yeah, I'll take a 3-year contract extension for Moustakas. How about that? Bart, you and I both like Thamesy tonight. Is there a guy who you like, an unknown who could step to the plate tonight and deliver?
We will talk about that with Tim Allen, host of our postgame show, who will join us next. We've got Tim Allen coming up. We've got Adam McKelvey at 8 o'clock. We've got John Heyman at 9. We've got Chuck in D.C. Yeah, the On Deck show starts today at 5:30, but consider this the On Deck to the On Deck. It's Chuck and Winkler previewing Brewers Nationals. 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.